In my opinion, it has to be completely entertaining and have a sense of, a linear sense of continuity. And first time I met him, it was at NBC Studios. He said, come here, like that, in this kind of gruesome voice. And I started to cry because I thought he was serious. I used to see him by turning the channels and those kind of, I think he was in The Raven and The House of Wax or something. So he scared me.
And that brings us up to the number one video on our countdown. It comes to us from none other than the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson. Now, this radical video was the longest running, most expensive to date back in 83. It cost nearly $1 million. It was $800,000 to make this video, Thriller, the title track of what's becoming the biggest selling album of all time. Now, this video did win 3 Video Music Awards back in 84. It truly revolutionized the art of making music videos and forever changed the future of making videos. It upped the ante, as they say. Here is Michael Jackson's Thriller, the number one greatest video ever made.
Michael Jackson. My idea was to make a short film with conversation in the beginning. I like having a beginning and a middle and an ending, so you could follow a story. Oh, I'm very much involved in complete making and creating of the piece. I mean, it has to be from, you know, my soul. Usually, you know, it's an interpretation of the music. I love working with John Landis because we laugh a lot. We're never serious on the set. So it's fun working with John because we throw water balloons and stink bombs and everything at him. That's a ritual for me. After we rap on each video, I throw a lot of stuff at everybody. So that's fun.
The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom.
That was one of the first raps, actually. I've known Vincent Price since I was 11. He did a great job. First time I met him, it was at NBC Studios, and he said, come here, like that, in this kind of gruesome voice. He scared me. I like to see when all these zombies are coming toward us, and she thinks she's safe with me, you know, being her boyfriend, and she looks over to me and I become one, and then we do that famous pull in and pull out movement, the Hitchcock move. I love that moment. I remember my original approach was, how do you make zombies and monsters dance without it being comical? So I got in a room with Michael Peters, and he and I together kind of imagined how these zombies should move. I thought it should start, you know, like that kind of thing. Going to this kind of jazzy step, you know. And I want to, you know, create. Do something that's totally different and unusual. To take it a step forward and to innovate, or else why am I doing it? I knew if we did something with substance and content that people would watch, and it had great entertainment value, and if it held you, I knew we'd be okay.